Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the big event coming up this weekend, the Ausable River Canoe Marathon, and one facet of that that you might be interested in, Steve Souther joining us. How are you today, Steve?
I'm great, Kevin. Great to be with you.
Yeah, glad to have you on the program. Now, Steve, you're part of the committee there. How long have you been a part of the Canoe Marathon?
Oh, 35 years.
35 years. Now, always on this side, the technical kind of side, or have you ever participated in the actual event?
I've never participated. I've been involved in the committee for 35 years. I've always wanted the paddle.
Yeah.
It's hard to do both.
It is, you know, because I've been asked the same question, and I'm, you know, I've been at the finish line for about 10 years now, and I get asked the same question. It's like, yeah, that would be difficult to do both of those, and I think I'm much better suited to be at the finish line there. So we all know our places in life, right?
That's a fact.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk something new at the Canoe Marathon. Over your 35 years, I'm sure you've seen a lot of things change in terms of keeping track. But this year, some very exciting things are going to be happening, right?
Consumers Energy has stepped forward to be the technology and social media sponsor of the race this year. And one of the things that results from that is every single in the canoe is going to be equipped with GPS satellite trackers this year. And folks will be able to follow the race online, GPS mapping, watching the canoes go down the river.
Wow. Now, if I remember correct, last year they did it with a few of the canoes, didn't they?
We did it with about 25 canoes last year as a demonstration project to see how it worked out. And overall, it was very encouraging.
Yeah.
And so we're doing it with every single canoe this year. And not only can fans follow the race online, but it adds a margin of safety for all the competitors. There's a couple options for them to make notification in case of an emergency.
Now, is that just a small chip that goes onto the canoe? How does that work? What's the technology?
It's a small unit that's about the size of a deck of playing cards and weighs 4 ounces that we secure, you know, with nylon locking strips somewhere on the top of the canoe. And it's not continuous. It updates about every 2.5 minutes.
Hmm.
So folks don't get to see the race in precisely real time, but they certainly will get a very good idea of what's going on.
Boy, no doubt. As you mentioned, about every 2.5 minutes, and that is going to be tracked at the website. Is that where they go?
Yeah, if they go to the website, ausablecanoemarathon.org, .org, there's a link right on the front page to take you to the GPS mapping, and actually, when race night rolls around, we'll have the front page reoriented, so it's all about following the race because there's a lot of different ways to do it online.
Boy, no doubt. And that's just the next part we wanted to hit. As you mentioned, Consumers Energy, part of the social media package there, too. And you mentioned the website, but there's lots of ways to keep up to date on what's going to be happening.
Well, the race is also on Facebook. Again, ausablecanoemarathon.org. We're closing in to 10,000 followers on Facebook. Frequent updates there. And we're also on Twitter and Instagram at Ausable Marathon, @Ausable Marathon. And, of course, the Carroll Broadcasting coverage of the race will be streaming live over the Internet.
That's right.
So folks can open up their laptop or desktop computer, open up that GPS mapping, start the stream from Carroll Broadcasting, and holy cow, you're following the race.
That's right. Bet. That'll be at hitsfm.net. That's right. So you can follow it that way for sure. Lots of different ways. Now, what is your role, Steve? Are you going to be part of this technology thing during the race? What are some of the things you'll be doing during that 13, 14, 15 hours?
Yep. Well, I'm going to follow the race all the way through, and we'll be monitoring the GPS and taking part if there's an emergency response that's required, and then also getting updates out to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And then there's also a new app this year that's hooked to Twitter called Periscope, where you can actually do some live broadcasting via this app, Periscope, which you can download on iPhone or Android, or access via your desktop. So this is a totally new thing. We're just going to give it a try this year to do some live broadcasting during the race, at the start, during the sprints, probably during the Dash for Cash Tuesday, and I'll see you there to do that, Kevin.
That's right. Well, that'll be a great event also, along with the Canoe Marathon. We'll get you underway on Saturday night up in Grayling there at 9 o'clock. And, well, those first canoes will come across the finish line around noon on Sunday in Oscoda. And you can follow it all with the new technology. And, again, Consumers Energy really stepping up for this, aren't they, Steve?
They sure are. Yeah. And it's so much appreciated. You know, we've worked with Consumers every single year, of course, because of the six hydro dams that are portaged during the race. But Consumers has really stepped forward as a Dash for Cash sponsor, a presenting partner of the marathon, and also as the technology and social media sponsor.
You betcha. Well, talking a little bit about the technology and social media, Steve Southard. Steve, always a pleasure, my friend. And, yeah, I look forward to seeing you out for the big race this weekend.
Thanks, Kevin.